Hello everyone, welcome to the last ever episode of the broadcast. But don't worry, this is just the season one coming to an end. And it's been a tremendous journey for me personally. And the learnings is something that I would cherish forever with me. So I have Padmini and Aishwarya with me. And of course, without them, broadcast is nothing. So hi Padmini, hi Aishwarya. Thank you so much for joining.
Hi, Shrimati.
Hi, Padmini.
It's great to talk to you guys after a very long time.
Correct. Had it not been for COVID, I'm pretty sure we all would be in the same room recording this. But thanks to COVID, here we are doing whatever we're doing. So last episode of season one is super special for all of us because it sort of, you know, illustrates our entire journey and the amount of hours that we put together, you know, in curating all these contents over the last 1 year. Yes, you heard me right. It's been happening for the last one whole year. And so first question to you, Padmini, how did this idea occur? I know I have written about it. I know you have written about it. But, you know, I definitely want to start from this place where, you know, where and how it all started.
I know. Thank you so much, Shriniti, for that question. I think it dates back to a year back. In same September 2019, where we tried to start something like a podcast, because, you know, as a community, we've been good making online events, in-person physical events, going to startups, you know, companies, we've been bringing speakers. But one thing was like, you know, it was reachable only to that 40, 50 or 60. People, and it was all very valuable content. It was all very sound content which can go global. So the whole idea of podcast is, hey, how about we take the same speaker, make them share the same type of experience and put it online in a free platform like YouTube or Spotify or anything where anybody can go access. Of course, we can take a video of their talk and then put it, but then it will not be that same impact of, you know, one-on-one person talking about what they've gone through. And, you know, that person can talk freely, even if they have some stage fear, even if they are, you know, not having time to come to that place and then do it. So though we were continuing with that physical events or webinars, that is when the podcast, the whole idea of podcast happened. That way we can bring in speakers from, you know, globally, from New York. We've got speakers from places like Germany, Bangalore, and so many places. So that is exactly how this whole idea of podcast started.
That's amazing. So Aishwarya, coming to you, right? So mm-hmm. on the initial stages, we had like a lot of ups and downs when it came to choosing a guest and, you know, recording a session with them. So how has your journey been, you know, in approaching a guest, and what was on your mind when we went about, you know, choosing or calling a guest for our show?
Right. Thanks, Shriniti, for putting up this question. So one point that I would actually agree with Padmini on, especially when she described the whole journey of us starting together, is the fact that podcast is more like a medium that lets anybody listen to any leader across the world, or like even like a pal across the world, and they can get information at, you know, just in a couple of minutes. And this is how much ever we have other forms of content. What I really liked about podcasts in the last, say, 1 to 2 years is the adoption that it has got with people. So a lot of people, millennials or even people who have been in the workforce for like, say, 10 to 20 years, they look forward to listening to somebody on a podcast because it's an easier way, first. And two is, they don't have to set aside a separate time to listen to it. So they might as well listen to certain information and gain learning through it while they're doing another work. I mean, come on, most of us would have been riding to a place or would have taken a public transport when we ourselves are listening to a podcast, right? So I think that is one thing that clicked with people. And for us, initially, if you remember, all our initial plans of sitting down and charting how should this podcast be and what is our sole focus, I still remember us saying that product as a space is very broad. So our focus was more to ensure that any enthusiast who's into the product space should gain something out of it. So if you look back this journey of 1 year, most of our topics are very specific and at the same time, very diverse. Like there are topics that are very specific to say product design or product management. At the same time, we would have also discussed a lot more domains like product marketing or content as a tool or even gamification, you know, things like that. How is it useful in the product space? So the main thing for us to approach people or approach the speakers, especially was A, the diverse domain, and what are they doing something is new in the product space. Something that an enthusiast who's wanting to enter into the product space or even somebody who's in the product space can understand. So I think that was a sole motive of reaching out to people. And yeah, thanks to a lot of them who agreed to us, like when we reached out to them. But one thing is this journey was not easy. So for everybody who's listening, who might think like, you know what, these three ladies just reach out to people and like they just write and people are going to accept immediately. No, that was not the way. Because I know Shri and I have discussed a lot about, hey, you know what, I wrote to 5 people and I think quite a few of them are busy. So only 2 of them wrote back. And we know how much it takes to constantly follow up, to constantly plan on what do we want to do with the person. Because you can't reach out to a person without a clear picture of what you want from them. So for anybody who's like listening to know how this podcast journey has been, one thing is consistency in reaching out to people, and 2 is always understanding a clear picture of what we want from them.
Okay, I completely agree with you, Aishwarya. And as you were talking, you know, the last 1 year just, you know, glimpsed past me. So the next question to Padmini is, Padmini, if you know, it is more than the 3 of us. We had people in the background who always helped us. There was Srinidhi, Rajan, there is Vaishnavi, there is Haridra, there are so many people, you know, who also helped us, you know, with running a webinar series, etc. So how did we go about finding this clan for ourselves who would, you know, treat podcast that's as close to their heart as it is like their own venture?
I think that's a most important question, because you know, when you are forming something which is not making revenue or not making profit, and you have a bunch of people who are employed in a company and then doing this as a side project or a side gig, where it needs a lot of commitment. It's not like, you know, initially everything is very exciting, including a podcast. You know, it's nice to see going, everybody liking it, commenting about it, and, you know, people saying, hey, congratulations. It's fancy and it's very interesting in the initial stage. But the whole trick is continuing that plan or continuing that whole side gig for a longer period, right? So having people is crucial, and having them motivated all through is also, again, very, very crucial. So in that case, we've been lucky. Point number one, we've got all the right people, and thanks to our earlier community events with Women in Product, we knew these people are pretty good. We knew these people are committed. And of course, we had our ups and downs, because, you know, people were in some critical project in between at their work friend, personally, people been going through things and where they weren't able to come up and do things. But there were a bunch of people who are clearly committed, starting from small things that we thought. I think we did a video for Men's Day, and that was planned like in the morning, and evening we are just editing it, and recording comes from all the women in the team. So, you know, things like comes instantly, people were interested and then do things for us. And also in the long run, like Shri Vaishnavi is being like, you know, editing content for all 1 whole year. And for us, at least, you know, sometimes we are a little away when you or Aishwarya or other Shrinidhi is recording, and then you go about do something on the development phase or, you know, working on your, you know, social media and come back. We have some variety of community work. But then Shri Vaishnavi has been doing the same thing for all her 1 year, and every weekend she's been editing, you know, practically. It might be a little boring, but people have understood the seriousness of it, and people understood the importance of the importance of this consistency. And we've been lucky, and it thanks to the podcast audience also, who kept us moving, because, you know, each and every time we finish a recording, we put it online, and the number of people listen to it, the number of people, you know, come back to us and then say, hey, it was a great show. And, you know, the kind of insights they get it from that. And a lot of people approach us to record them. A lot of entrepreneurs come back to us. Those are the things that really encouraged, and spreading that word inside the community sort of been a very big boost. And people are like, oh, wow, we are creating a lot of impact. And when people say, I've got a job, and recently I got a message from somebody called Dinesh, and he was trying to get a job in Orangecape, and he heard the podcast of VP of product management at Orangecape. He's also, again, Dinesh. And he told me, you know, it was very helpful. Those type of messages really kept us going. And even when you're bored, even when you don't feel like recording, it was very encouraging. Again, with the productivity series, Men's Day video, Women's Day videos, all the publicity and all the social media stunts we do, it's been encouraging. Yes, we've been lucky with people.
Amazing, Padmini. So, you know, I'm just smiling over here because I recollect a lot of things, especially the technical bit of it. You know, the initial first two episodes, thank you so much to Nir Ayal, as well as, you know, Rajesh Rivatsa for putting up with us, surely because we didn't have proper equipments, but we still went about doing whatever we decided we will do. So the tech bit is still a jugaad. And it's funny because I still get a lot of emails in LinkedIn asking, hey, what are the equipments and setup that you guys do? Honestly, guys, if you're going to see our setup today, you will laugh. You'd be like, you will be absolutely convinced that no, these ladies cannot run a show, you know, with a very minimal, you know, instruments that they have. But that's the truth, and luckily we've been going about this for 1 year. I think the only thing that we got was a mic, one of our well wishers who basically gifted it, and he was like, guys, you know, time to upgrade, do something on that. So yeah, we've been through a lot. So Aishwarya, this is something that we have discussed offline a lot, right? The question around,
yeah,
why is the podcast so women centric? Why are you not welcoming men? Or, you know, why is that you have only women as a volunteer, you know, in the broadcast, our women in product? I understand that, you know, it's completely the broadcast now.
Ladies club of Chennai.
Like, I have heard people say that, right? But the fact is, it's not just that. And all our well-wishers and everybody who's backing up are men. And so, actually, I just want to know your thoughts on this, just because we have discussed about this for tons and tons and tons of time.
Yes, that's very true. And I think, Sri, you had added rightly the appendum that you gave to the question. Most of our well-wishers are actually men. And in fact, I would say, just touching upon like how Padmini said, our community was mostly, you know, the initial spark or the initial group for it got kickstarted from our Women in Product sessions. And for those people who think Women in Product sessions are just those Saturday sessions where like, there are only women there discussing about product stuff. No, I think for the ones who have attended and for the ones who have seen us post the post event reflections, they know that these events are actually attended by as many men as women. So adding the same line to the podcast as well, I think the whole aim was to get more women heard, because we know that amongst the women's circles, we have a lot of people who still are in that space that they need a platform for them to speak up, and they need a platform for them to connect with a variety of people in the product space. And I think what I really liked about us forming Women in Product or the podcast as a community was we were able to interact with such women, and we were able to form like a sisterhood amongst ourselves, and we were able to discuss whatsoever with product, with tech, even with running a podcast. Like, I think we three have discussed a lot about which platform is the right platform to go with, and do we start with this or do we upload our video there? And like, we've discussed with Sri Vaishnavi about how do you edit. So we have learned a bit from each other in terms of this. So as a women community, we are actually helped and we are actually supported and encouraged by another men's group. I wouldn't say even a men's group. I would say the common society themselves. So as much as I think we are made up of women, and we are a lot of women together doing this thing, we still have a lot of men supporting. So I don't want to like really let people know that podcast is just made up of women, or women in product sessions are just attended only by women. It's a community as a whole at the end of the day.
Absolutely. Community for folks who are from same, who are basically the same like-minded people. So the last question to Padmini, and with this, I have a bunch of rapid fire set of questions that I want to ask them.
Ooh, and we didn't see that coming.
And thankfully, I decided to jump the gun and be like, I'm going to ask you questions simply because I don't want to answer it anywhere. Right?
So, go for it, ma'am.
Right. So the last question is around, you know, between Padmini and I, when we started this, the goal was to, you know, we're going to hit, 50,000 listeners in the podcast, and we're going to make it world famous. We are halfway there because we have 10,000 listeners. And I was just stuck here checking the, you know, analytics for it because, you know, I sort of lost the numbers. So we're 10,000 today, Padmini, from zero to 10,000 listeners is like a huge feat. What are your comments, and what is the future of the podcast?
Cool. I think I didn't check that number since so long, and thanks for letting me know. But I didn't even think, you know, of course 50,000 was the fancy number we thought about, because 10,000 is itself huge, and for each and every show, some 10,000 people are listening and then knowing what's just happening sometimes. You know, it is not just about us. It is also about the entrepreneurs. It's also about the product managers we are talking about, who had no visibility to this world, and they have so much to say to the world. And this is so beautiful that, you know, everybody is reaching out to them and then saying, hey, your interview was pretty cool. And this looks very nice. And 50,000, I think we will be there next year again, when we are finishing the next season. And to answer your women only, series question, I think the broadcast had more men guests than the women guests. And that is why we have a plan for season two. I cannot reveal too much about the season two, but the season two is going to be all about women entrepreneurs and all about tech enablers who are women doing it or crushing it all across the globe. And I think we need such platform for women. We have a long way to go for that, you know, 50% or the equal thing. And it needs a lot of voice. If somebody is saying it's a ladies club, yes, it is. If you think so, yes, it is. Because women need a lot of shout out. Women need a lot and lot of, you know, motivation to come out of that shell and then start something of their own or be the best in that 10 product men. And you are like one woman who is voicing out. You need to stop feeling like that fish just out of that water. You want to feel like you belong there and you have to voice up. So, you know, that's the bigger goal than reaching out, you know, that 50,000 or 1,000,000 or whatever it is. First, it's more about bringing the best stage for women. And the next is about enabling product for everyone. So I think that is where I see the podcast for the next year. Of course, it might be look like a bigger goal or a dream, but I think we will be there, Srimati.
I cannot agree more, especially women for women. Like, I'm a pro-woman person, right? Like, I want everything equal. I want to do a shout-out to everybody, you know, and if it's a woman, I personally have this very special connect with them that I get to establish very quickly. That's a great answer, Padmini. And thank you to the both of you for patiently answering all the dumb questions that I just put up. But the rapid fire is going to be more fun because those questions were super random, right? So I'm going to start off with the both of you. You could say a yes or a no or a brief one line.
Okay.
It can be like Ashwarya Padmini or Padmini Ashwarya, depending on whoever wants to go first. So feel free to jump the gun.
Someone
so
is conveniently throwing us under the bus. Okay.
I know, right?
I so wish I was hosting this show. Okay, cool. Go for it.
Okay, first question to Ashwarya. What's your favorite episode?
Oh, this is a tricky one because I have a couple of them, but then I know Rapid Fire is just one. Maybe the recent one that I did with Dinesh Vardarajan, I really liked the episode because a lot of good stuff were discussed on it. And like, I learned a new framework from him.
Awesome.
So I really liked that episode.
Okay, good. Padmini, favorite guest?
I think it's Rajiv Srivatsa. He was the first one to record and still the best. Of course, we have recorded so many, still the best.
Okay, awesome. Aishwarya, the next question to you. What would be the most embarrassing moment for you while recording for a guest? Did you have any?
Yes, I did. There were a couple of, maybe like one or two. And I would blame it on the autos and the MTC buses that were in the background. Mm-hmm. Especially there was one episode where I had constant sounds in the background and I was really embarrassed because I was actually learning a new thing. It was an episode with a VC, and it was like with the VC craze that I had, I was really trying to learn a lot of stuff myself. So every time I was asking him a question, I was like, okay, wait, why this auto sound should come right now? And like, you know, I was really embarrassed every time I asked him a question, but then the episode turned out to be good. But that was one pet peeve I have every time I record.
I understand. So the next question to you, Padmini, what was the most fulfilling episode that you have done so far?
The most fulfilling is about, about the NGOs. I think we did it with Karthivan and how he quit his job and then started an NGO and how many kids he's been helping with single parent, with no parent. I think that was the most fulfilling. And with that, I also had an opportunity to talk to those students that he's been helping. And that was really, really fulfilling to see their messages the next morning saying that, Akka, we heard the podcast and things like that. It was beautiful.
Wonderful. Very nice. I was also personally very much moved after I heard that particular episode, especially,
true,
you know, how people come from different backgrounds of life and what they try to achieve in life. It just takes a lot of courage and guts, especially to start from ground zero all up. So, exactly. Question to Aishwarya, and then the same question to Padmini. You might choose to answer it partially or completely say a no. It's up to you because the question is slightly controversial. Did you ever get a boring, pricey, or a totally annoying guest for your show? And did that show ever
I've got all the three.
I think then, Padmini, I would like you to take it first because, like, I'm thinking back and, I don't seem to get one immediately, but then, I would like you to take this up then.
Sure. So, Shrini, though it's been just 40 or 40 plus podcasts that we have on Spotify, we've recorded more than 50. We sort of didn't put it on Spotify for the public listenership, but we recorded with all type of people. So,
awesome. So, Ashwin, same question to you. Did you ever get a boring, pricey or an annoying guest?
That's actually a very controversial question, Shrinidhi.
Yeah.
But one thing that I would like to mention here is that as much as we're talking about the guest, which is after we confirm with the person and we want to bring them on board for the podcast, I would like to say I have met people who gave me tough times or who gave us together as a team tough times in letting their schedules be known by us, because this is a very important point that I would like to make for people who run podcasts and people who even listen to these podcasts. The amount of time it takes to confirm a schedule with a person is very, very crucial. And I did face a lot of people, especially people who are, you know, quite busy. And we totally understand that it takes a lot to commit to a podcast. But as much as it is, I would like to mention that a podcast is a two-way commitment. Just like how we would like to interview them, it is also as much an encouragement and as much a support from the speaker's end as well. So I think that is one thing that is leading us to a different kind of an approach in our next upcoming season, I believe, in terms of having a mutual two-way channel with the guests and like having sort of, encouragement and support from both of our ends.
That's nice. Awesome. So second last question, and I'll ask this to Padmini. What is the one greatest learning or one key takeaway from this entire year of doing the broadcast?
I think the one thing, it's not just one thing at all. Like if I listen to my first podcast with Rajiv Srivatsa, and if I listen to the last podcast I've recorded, that itself stands as a testimony on how I have progressed as someone as a speaker or someone who's asking questions, as someone who's you know, initiating a constructive conversation. That is itself a lot of learning. Apart from that, running this and then talking to people, and then, you know, everybody is different. We were, you know, answering to your question of, you know, we've seen pricey people, we've seen people who are very tough to work with. It's nice. And initially it was very frustrating when people were like, you know, oh, I've never heard of the broadcast. What is this all about? And then they give you time and then they cancel it. And then it was initially frustrating, but it's a lot of learning about human behavior. No matter where you go, you are going to see people like that. And how are you going to deal with that is a biggest lesson that one can do only when you get in. No matter how many books you read, no matter, you know, how many videos you watch, you can encounter or experience the whole, you know, that human behavior of getting them on board and then doing a show like this, which is free of cost, and then taking it to the public. Well, you can learn only through that progress. So, you know, in so many aspects, I have learned and progressed and evolved as a person in this 1 year. I think that's the best learning.
Amazing. Amazing. So the last question to Aishwarya, and with that, I really run out of all the questions that my mind could come up with in the last 20 minutes. So Aishwarya, one thing you think you would have done better in this entire journey, or one thing you think as a broadcast team, you think we should have done better and that we should look forward to correct to, what would that one thing be?
So in this case, I would actually like to mention two. One is something that I was mentioning just a couple of minutes back in terms of, I know like we have dealt with a lot of people, especially when we were trying to reach out. So one good learning that, you know, I got through this whole thing as a collective team approach as well, is the fact that don't have a second thought before reaching out to people. And, you know, you can write to anybody that you feel would add immense value to the journey. And that's how we were trying to reach out to a lot of people from diverse sections of the product space. So one thing that if I felt we could have done, or at least personally, I could have done a little better, is in terms of like dealing with people. I mean, this might take a ground a little with what Padmini had mentioned a little earlier, because it does give us an opportunity to meet and sometimes meet virtually with a lot of people and deal with them and actually try to understand what is your contribution to it. We do have a lot of pre-calls to give them an idea about what broadcast is and what are we trying to do. The one point is having the same amount of enthusiasm and commitment from the other and as well. And I think this is something that I personally look forward to in the second season, to, you know, convey this on a very fair and a very straightforward approach, right when we are trying to reach out to somebody, saying that, hey, this is something that is what we are looking out to you for. And as much as we are specific about what do we want from them as a topic or a very discussion-oriented thread, I also want to ensure that they understand what it takes and what it actually is to be a part of a community. So that is one thing that I want to keep it, like, you know, very straightforward in the next time. That is personally for me. And I know, like, as a team, we believe the same thing. Second thing would be, we tried, you know, doing a sort of diverse approach this time. So the next time is, I was thinking, how about we take a particular space and go a little deeper into it? So, like, you know, let's take tech. So how in depth do we go in, and how do we show a diversity there? So that is something that I was thinking if we can try in the season two. So these two are my approaches.
Amazing. Great. So with that, we are concluding episode number 40, season one of The Broadcast. I'm Srinidhi signing off, and it has been a splendid time doing this for the last 1 year, and we look forward to do more. And I know I can assure you that it's going to be so much fun, so much elevated conversations, so many amazing new discovered guests. And with that, I leave it to Padmini and Aishwarya for any closing thoughts. But you all have been a great listeners, and thank you so much for that.
Yeah, Srinidhi, I think now I'm just going to ask you also to share maybe a one-liner or a two-liner thing about your journey, because I know you've been the MC of the talk, but yeah, I think Padmini and I would also love to hear from you in terms of if you had to summarize the whole experience and say like one-liner with your quirky thoughts, what would it be?
Okay, no quirky at all. To be completely honest, starting from Keeping it completely honest, last 1 year has been a great learning for me. Great in terms of managing things, great in terms of coordinating, great in terms of learning some technical nitty-gritties on how to run or host a broadcast or a podcast, in terms of networking with people, in terms of talking to guests. The more we evolved, it was sometimes a lot of these guests who came to us and they were like, I wanted to record for the broadcast. And that is, I think, been a personally a greatest achievement for us as a team, because that sort of showed the maturity, that sort of showed the evolution of from where it all started to a humble beginning of just, a 10 member team. And then today we have close to 2,000 people on LinkedIn who follow us for the content that we put out. And it's not just the content company, right? And I wouldn't keep it that way. It's more of a brain share. Right. Like, I listen to a podcast and what are the key takeaways I take from there? And this often becomes, an opening conversation with any guest that I want to have or with anybody, in my peer group that I want to talk. So a lot of times the Wednesdays or the Mondays evening would always be about me listening to the podcast silently, making a note about it, and then reflecting on how different could things be between two product managers, or what would be their thinking track. So it has personally been a very, very rewarding journey for me over the last 1 year. And like Padmini and you said, I cannot wait to kickstart something that's very specific for women for the next season. So that's it from me. I think I have covered all the points that I asked.
Thanks. Yes.
Great.
Yeah, great. That was a good summarization.
So I think it was fun talking to you guys, and of course look forward to the next season where it's going to be even more encouraging, even more fun, even more, new people are going to come and then talk in this platform. So super excited that whoever is listening, whoever is supporting us for the past 1 year, all of the guests, listeners, all of you, thank you very much, and keep doing that. And let us know if you think we should, tweak a little bit on the content or any topics. We'll be happy to do. And thank you so much. See you all very soon.